Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Sherry, S-H-E-R-R-Y, Barefoot, B-A-R-E-F-O-O-T. Sherry Barefoot is a 39-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 10-21-19. Apparently, she was assisting a resident off the toilet, and when she stood up, she heard a pop and felt pain. Apparently, she believed she injured her lower back and neck and was seen at Cape Urgent Care the following day. Paired with this and subsequent evaluation, she understands her final diagnosis to be herniated and bulging disc as well as pinched nerves. Apparently, she did not undergo any surgery, but did and continues to receive pain management from Dr. Antebi, A-N-T-E-B-I. Period. She did not provide information relative to her second alleged claim from 2020. Parentheses 12/31/19, close parentheses, period. She also related on 3/4/21 her right foot was slammed in between a door and a wall by a resident. Apparently, she was diagnosed with a fracture of the foot, treated with therapy. Period. New paragraph, per the records supplied, Ms. Barefoot filed a claim petition relative to an incident on 10/21/19. Apparently, she alleged she was lifting a client and injured her back and neck. Apparently, she filed another claim petition for an occupational exposure from 11/5/18 to the present, parentheses 2020, close parentheses, period. Her third claim petition references a 3/24/21 event when she was assaulted by a client. Apparently, as a result, she claims to have injured her head, common neck, common back, common right shoulder, common right arm, common right knee, common and right foot. Period. New paragraph, treatment records show Ms. Barefoot was seen at the emergency room on 10/21/19. Apparently, she complained of lower back and neck pain after lifting a client earlier that day. Period. She was evaluated without diagnostic studies being performed. Apparently, she declined an injection of Toradol for analgesia. Period. She was diagnosed with a back strain, chronic low back pain. Period. She was discharged to home to self. Period. They noted she was already taking Neurontin and Percocet. Period. In paragraph, Ms. Barefoot went to the urgent care on 10/22/19, period. She related lifting a patient and had pain in her lower back and neck, shooting down her left leg the previous evening. Period. She was also on Percocet daily for chronic back pain, period. She is followed by pain management for arthritis and degenerative disc disease. Period. She took one of her Percocet last night with a little relief. Period. She was diagnosed with a lumbar strain and a neck strain for which she was prescribed a Medrol dose pack. Period. Scratch that. On 3/24/21, she went to urgent care, stating she was standing behind a door when a co-worker opened it forcefully and then slammed it three times as she was attempting to extricate herself from behind the door. Apparently, she presented with blunt trauma to her foot and ankle, knee, and shoulder. Period. She underwent x-rays of the right foot, comma, knee, comma, and shoulder, and that was treated and released. But this corresponds to her third alleged injury. Period. New paragraph. She had been to the urgent care after the first event on 10/24/19. Period. She arrived ambulatory from home. Period. This is when they noted she was already taking Neurontin and Percocet, as well as Flexeril. Period. She complained of thoracic and lumbar pain for 3 days. Period. She was lifting a patient at work and felt a pop in her thoracic region. Period. She also had tingling down both legs and difficulty voiding her bladder. Period. She presented to the emergency room specifically for a CAT scan of the lumbar spine per the instructions of the urgent care. Period. She did accept intravenous Toradol and dexamethasone. Period. She had CAT scans of the lumbar spine and thoracic spine, as well as x-rays of the thoracic spine and MRI of the lumbar spine, all to be inserted here. Period. She was observed to have difficulty with her gait. Period. On this visit, she explained she was not retaining urine or having any incontinence of bowel or bladder. Period. She smoked 2 packs of cigarettes per day for the last 15 years. Period. She had diffuse tenderness throughout the lumbar spine and paraspinals. Period. She also underwent laboratory studies. Period. She was actually admitted to the hospital for her complaints and the diagnostic studies. Period. On 10/25/19, Dr. McHale, MC, HALE, performed an orthopedic consultation. Period. She continued to report significant low back pain at this time, with aching pain in both lower extremities. Period. She denied ridiculous pain in any specific dermatome. Period. She denied any numbness, paresthesias, including saddle anesthesia. Period. She then was discharged from the hospital the following day. Period. New paragraph. On 10/29/19, Ms. Barefoot was seen orthopedically by Dr. Barrett, Barrett. Period. He noted the cervical x-rays showed nominal alignment with no spondylolisthesis or fracture. Period. The lumbar MRI showed a left-sided L5-S1 herniation, as well as some bulges at more superior levels. Period. He recommended she begin a prednisone taper and get involved with a physical therapist. Period. She might also need pain therapy in the future. Period. She saw Dr. Barrett through 12/26/19. Period. Straight leg raising signs were negative. Period. She had undergone an epidural injection but still had persistent low back pain. Dr. Bat referred her to a spine specialist for causality and need for further treatment. Period. New paragraph, she later returned to Dr. Barrett on 4/22/21, alleging another injury of 3/24/21. Barrett, he noted earlier that year, she had been treated for a third metatarsal base fracture of the right foot. But this had gone on to Union, and she's outside of her area of complaint today. But however, she does complain of lateral border of the right foot pain, as well as right knee pain, where the office door struck it three times on 3/24/21. X-rays in the office showed subacute fracture of the base of the fifth metatarsal. But this is a non-displaced avulsion fracture and not a Jones fracture. Paired x-rays of the knee were unremarkable without fractures or arthrosis. Paired, he did not think further imaging was necessary at that point, but he placed her on a hard-soled shoe and on lifting restrictions. Period. On 6/17/21, he wrote she had undergone an EMG that was non-diagnostic, period. She was then referred for a functional capacity evaluation, but this was done on 2/5/20 to be inserted. Period. Dr. Barrett reviewed these results with her on 10/12/21. She was discharged with light capacity work, and at maximum medical improvement for her right foot injury. Period. She had come under the pain management care of Dr. Pulser beginning 11/21/19. Period. He treated her with various pain modalities through 12/19/19. Period. She had no relief from the injection and was going to return to see Dr. Barr for additional recommendations. Period. In the paragraph on 1/13/20, she was seen by Dr. Woods complaining on 10/21/19. She was lifting a patient off a toilet and heard a pop in her back. Period. She had severe back and diffuse left greater than right leg pain, after which she had been out of work. Period. She had a pre-existing history of previous chronic back pain for which she was in pain management. Period. She had been taking about 20 milligrams of Percocet daily since 2016. Period. That requirement had not increased. Period. She remains symptomatic despite the epidural injection and physical therapy. Period. Dr. Woods then referred her for an earlier functional capacity evaluation. That was done on 2/5/20 to be inserted here. Period. On 2/10/20, he reviewed the results of the FCE, stating she did not demonstrate the ability to meet the physical demand requirements of a direct support professional. Period. She was found to be able to work in a medium physical demand category. Period. They deemed she had demonstrated consistent effort throughout the tests, and there was no objective or subjective evidence to support symptom magnification. Period. Dr. Woods accordingly placed her in a permanent medium physical demand category level of work. Period. The FCE itself determined she was capable of working in the medium physical demand category. Period. In paragraph on 6/11/21, Dr. Skinner performed an EMG to be inserted here. Period. On 10/25/21, she was seen neurosurgically by Dr. Della Soda. Period. He noted her course of treatment to date. Period. There was no reference to an occupational claim or a new injury on 3-4-21. Period. He ascertained a history relative to the 10-21-19 incident and enumerated her course of treatment. Period. Underline this. In point of fact, she did complain of a 3-24-21 injury when she was slammed between the door and a wall. Period. History was also remarkable for hypothyroidism, anxiety, and depression. Period. She was taking gabapentin, 600 milligrams four times per day, as well as oxycodone 5 every 6 hours as needed. Period. He diagnosed cervical and lumbar radiculopathy and wanted updated diagnostic studies. Period. On 11-8-21, she underwent lumbar spine x-rays to be inserted. For that same day, she had a lumbar MRI. Compared to a study of 8-11-16, period. Insert that result here. She did undergo another EMG by Dr. Gupta, G-U-P-T-A, on 1-12-13. Period. Insert his results as marked. Another lumbar MRI was done on 3-22-23 and compared to the study of 10-25-19. Period. Insert those results here. In the interim, she was being followed periodically by Dr. De La Soda, who referred her for the aforementioned diagnostic studies. Period. As of 3-27-23, Dr. De La Soda opined she could continue receiving pain medication from Dr. Entebbe, but had reached maximum medical improvement from a neurosurgical perspective. Period. She had been terminated from her position with the insured. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower normal. Spine cervical active flexion was minimally reduced to 45 degrees, but was otherwise full without discomfort. Period. She was tender in left suboccipital musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right or in the midline. The rest of that is normal. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 65 degrees. Period. Extension, bilateral rotation, and side bend were accomplished fully without discomfort. Period. She was tender in the midline at the lumbosacral junction, as well as the left greater trochanter, but not the right. Period. Supine straight leg raise and maneuver on the right at 80 degrees and left at 70 degrees elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. The rest of that is normal. Impressions. Sherry Barefoot alleges to have sustained acute traumatic injuries while at work with the insured on 10-21-19 and 3-23-21. Period. She also alleges an occupational injury from 2018 through the present. Period. She had already been treating for chronic low back and radicular symptoms with narcotics by Dr. Entebbe. Period. She currently did not convey such a history. Period. In fact, she denied any previous work injuries. Period. Ms. Barefoot underwent serial diagnostic studies of primarily her lumbar spine. Period. She did accept an epidural injection from Dr. Pulser. Period. She had EMG studies that I believe were normal. Period. Her MRI was compared to earlier studies that said it was slightly increased overall. Period. underline this, and I have to check if that was the 2019 study or something previous. She ultimately participated in an FCE that found she was capable of working in the medium physical demand category. New paragraph. The current exam found she had minimally reduced range of motion about the cervical spine, where Sperling's maneuver was negative. Period, she had inconsistent range of motion about the lumbar spine. Period, neither sitting nor supine straight leg ways of maneuvers elicited any radicular complaints. Period, evaluation of her right arm, shoulder, knee, and foot were unrevealing. Period, this was also the case relative to her head. Period, new paragraph. I would offer minimal permanency at the lumbar spine in particular due to her pre-existing chronic back pain and radicular symptoms. But this was not caused, permanently aggravated, or accelerated to a material degree by the events in question. Period. With respect to her head, right shoulder, right arm, right knee, and right foot, there is 0% disability. Period. At the neck, there is no more than 2.5% disability. But the lumbar spine, maximum would be 5%. And that is the end.